With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. MRI shows gray matter myelin loss strongly related to MS disability. People with multiple sclerosis lose myelin in the gray matter of their brain, and the loss is closely correlated with the severity of the disease, according to a new MRI study. The major finding of the study, published online in the journal Radiology, is that the loss of myelin in gray matter caused by MS in its relative amount is comparable to or even larger than that in white matter. Furthermore, gray matter demyelination is much more advanced in patients with secondary progressive MS, and it is very strongly related to patients' disability. Loss of myelin, the fatty protective sheath around nerve fibers, is a characteristic of MS, which is typically considered a disease of the brain's signal-conducting white matter, where myelin is most abundant. But myelin is also present in smaller amounts in gray matter, the brain's information processing center. Parent separation found to boost children's behavior problems, but only in high-income families. Before they reach young adulthood, most children in the United States will experience their parents separating, divorcing, finding another partner, or getting remarried. Research tells us that children have more behavior problems, such as aggression and defiance, when families change structure. Now a new study has found that behavior problems in children increased in families in which parents separated only in high-income families, and that children's age also played a part in their likelihood of having behavioral problems. The study by researchers at Georgetown University and the University of Chicago appears in the journal Children Development. It examined how different kinds of families change related children's behavior problems between ages 3 and 12 using a national sample of nearly 4,000 children. While changes in family structure affected the behavior of children in high-income families, they didn't affect behavior in children in low-income families. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Back pain killing your sex life? Contrary to popular belief, spooning is not always the best sex position for those with bad backs, according to new research from the University of Waterloo. For the first time ever, scientists have successfully documented the way the spine moves during sex and discovered exactly why certain positions are better than others when it comes to avoiding back pain. Any family doctor will tell you that couples often ask them how to manage their back pain during and after sex. Many couples will remain celibate because one night of lovemaking can lead to months of back agony, said Professor Stuart McGill. Until now, doctors have never had any hard science to base their recommendations upon. The pioneering study combined infrared and electromagnetic motion capture systems to track how 10 couples' spines moved when attempting 5 common sex positions. The findings were used to create an atlas or set of guidelines that recommends different sex positions and thrusting techniques based on what movements trigger a patient's pain. The atlas recommends that men who are flexion intolerant, meaning those whose back pain is made worse by touching their toes or sitting for long periods of time, for example, replace spooning with doggy-style sex. The guide recommends that these men use a hip-hinging motion rather than thrusting with their spines. The study also shed light for the first time on the mechanics of the male orgasm. Electrodes hooked up to male participants' muscles revealed that it is abdominal and buttock, but not back muscles, that are most active during orgasm. Spine motion, on the other hand, varied with the individual. For some males, a drastic increase in flexation or extension was seen. A paper documenting male spine movement was published Thursday in the journal Spine. Female findings are expected to be published in the coming months. The next phase of the study will involve recruiting patients with hip pain and additional categories of back pain to further develop the guidelines. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a very important show planned today, especially during the first hour. This was very, very impromptu, but it was really sparked by life occurrences. The first hour, we're going to have physical culture radio with Brooks Kubik, building a superhuman at 60 and beyond. Then we're going to be joined by Sean Casey to talk about a practical approach to behavior changes and coaching. This was kind of sparked from the discussion about his contribution to the certification course yesterday. We're going to get deeper into that. But right now, let's get started with my good friend Brooks Kubik. How are you?
Carl, I'm great. How are you doing?
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Finally, someone who's older than me.
You know, it probably took a long time to find that person, but you finally have found him.
I mean, you just turned 57 yesterday, right?
That's true. Yes.
Okay, and I turned 56 in June, so we're having a race here. Half the year I'm ahead of you, and half the year you're ahead of me. So it's pretty cool.
That's pretty good. I particularly like the fact that you contacted me yesterday with an idea for a show, not knowing that it was my birthday.
That's right. And actually, you know what? So this show is the result of a discussion that I had with a good friend of mine, Bruce Krug, who happens to own a gym in Southern Indiana called, let's see, I think it's called Anytime, Workout Anytime, 24/7. And it's in Jeffersonville, Indiana. And he trains at a Louisville Athletic Club when he's in the area, when he can't get to his own gym. And so we were talking yesterday morning about, I think he said he's 52 now, and I'm 57. And I did something stupid day before yesterday. I decided to do sprints. I just started incorporating running back into my routine. And so, of course, I'm only running a couple weeks at tops and not even consistently, but I decide I'm going to do interval training and I'm going to sprint and walk. I pulled my right hamstring, my left calf. I'm hobbling now. Yesterday, doing lateral raises, I tweaked my right shoulder and I said to Bruce, I'm a conglomeration of aches and pains in the morning. And he said the funniest thing, Brooks, you're going to love this. He said, every morning I reenact evolution. And I looked at him. He said, I get out of bed and I stand like a caveman. He says, by the time I get to the bathroom, I'm standing erect like a modern human. And I thought, how funny is that? And that's how I feel too. But he reenacts evolution every morning, he says, right? I mean, how brilliant is that?
That's pretty good. I have never heard that, but when you stop and think about it, it's like, well, of course, duh, yeah.
So I guess, I've had a lot of thoughts on this, and this is going to be a very deep conversation, I can promise you.
Okay.
Getting inside the mind of an older individual, and if you are not older, guess what? I can almost guarantee, unless you die tomorrow, you will get older. So you'll want to hear this discussion, regardless of where you are on the age scale right now. But as we get older, it's that not me syndrome that we apply to everything else in life. I always thought that because of the things that I do, that I would be the one person who's not affected by my age, that I would be able to train as hard as I did in my 20s and 30s, and I'm starting to learn that that just may not be true.
Well, at least you have learned it, because most people never learn it. Yeah.
Okay.
Most people think that they can keep on training the same way forever, doing the same things, eating the same way, making the same life choices, and that's just not true. You can get great results from your training at any age. You absolutely need to train at any age. You should train at any age, but you need to train in a way that is age appropriate, and it changes. And Carl, the interesting thing, when you really are in touch with your body and really in tune to your training and the effects of your training and how you recover and what it takes to build strength and muscle, the changes may occur, between 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. You might need to be doing things differently than you were doing 3, 4, 5 years earlier. How about that?
5 years is not a long time, but it is a long time when you look at how your body changes. And I want to speak to that for a second.
Well, it is. And in Masters Age athletic competition, most organized sports that have master's level competition start out at either 30 or 35, and they have 5-year intervals. So everybody from age 35 to 39 is in one group, 40 to 44 is in another group, 45 to 49 is in another group, and so on. And the reason is that they figure the only way to keep it fair is to have people compete against others of their own age, and that's got to be a 5-year window. And interestingly, I've had people, when I was a judge in powerlifting competitions, and we had the 5-year age groups, and in some cases 10-year age groups, which was probably way too much.
Right.
But even in the 5-year window, guys would come up to me and they would say, you've got to make a smaller window. It's got to be 3 years, because anything more than 3 years, it's just too much of a handicap, because your body does change over time and your response to training changes, and so we need a 3-year window. Now, I'm not aware of any organization that's gone to a 3-year window, but that 5-year window is what you're looking at. And what you'll find is that it makes a huge difference in performance between being age 45 versus 40, age 55 versus 50,
yeah,
age 60 versus 55.
I mean, I just look at myself at 50 and I look at myself now, and don't get me wrong, I am definitely just as strong, but the workouts take a greater toll on my body, and I now get injured doing things that I never got injured before.
And it's not that you're comparing yourself to Carl at age 56 versus Carl at age 20. You're talking about looking back to age 50.
Yes.
And here's
the thing I discovered. So I've been really thinking about this, right? When you're young, you're 30, even 40, and even getting up to the age of 50. When you're young, an injury is just that. It's something that you will overcome. You'll be back to normal very shortly. You just have to work your way through it. But now, for the first time in my life, I'm thinking, what if I don't completely recover from this? What if this ends up becoming a nagging, lifelong problem? What if this ache, this pain, this degree of soreness that's unusual is actually a sign of aging, and it's not going to go away? And that's the scary part. And for the first time, I'm thinking that way. We have to take a break. I want to hold this thought, and I want to come out of the break. I want to talk about this. When you're young, an injury is just an injury. When you're older, it may be something that you're going to live with. And that's very, very different mindset. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is Physical Culture Radio Hour with Brooks Kubik. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You, too, can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Talking with Brooks Kubik, we're talking about building a superhuman at 60 and beyond. And it's not conceding or giving in. It's more like making concessions in order to continue on. But what I said going into the break, Brooks, is the first time I've felt this way. I thought, okay, this injury that I have in my right hamstring occurred about 5 months ago at the gym when I grabbed a set of farmer's walk bars, put some plates on the front and back of each, slipped the rubber collars on, lifted them, and began to walk, and the collar on the back of the bar of my left hand wasn't, it had worn out, so it slipped off against the weight of the plates pushing back on it. The two plates came off the back of the left, and I didn't know this. I was walking. I was mid-stride when all of a sudden this hand teeter-tottered backwards. The plate slipped off. Then it teeter-tottered forward. You know, this is all happening in a second. And then the weight shifted on my spine, and I tried to stabilize it, and I pulled my right hamstring. That went away. It was aggravated by my mile-and-a-quarter jaunt, farmer's walks again, with the 50-pound dumbbells at Seneca Park. And now, again, when sprinting the other day, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, you know, maybe this is never going to go away. Maybe this is going to be one of those problems that every time I try to extend myself a little bit, my right hamstring says, no, we don't want to do that anymore. And that's the first time I've ever thought that an injury would not pass.
Well, as you get older, it takes longer and longer to recover from an injury. And, you know, as you're saying, it may be a process that takes a couple of years, but it may also be a process where you never really heal. The only real injury that I've ever had after a lifetime of sports, and remember I was a wrestler in high school, and I mean, I was on the wrestling mat like, you know, a couple hours every day, pretty much for most of junior high and high school. I was really, really heavy into that. Never really got hurt in wrestling. I mean, you know, I had a number of minor injuries, as are inevitable. And, you know, the ears are a little bit thicker than they otherwise would be, although I don't have complete full-bore cauliflower. But, you know, you get banged up. But nothing real bad. A lot of heavy lifting, competitive powerlifting, competitive bench press competitions, a lot of farmer walk, strongman-type training, which I write about in Dinosaur Training, you know, a lot of really heavy-duty stuff. And the only time that I ever dislocated or separated or broke anything was when I was about 52, and it happened on stage at the Kentucky Opera, of all things. Because from 50, 51, 52, I was what they call a supernumerary or a non-singing, non-speaking actor in opera productions. And in one of them, I was in a sword fight scene. It was in an opera based on Shakespeare's Othello. It's called Othello. It's set in Cyprus in like the 15 or 1600s. And there's a scene where there's a sword fight at a bar. And I was one of the soldiers who was in the sword fight. And so there we are. We've got what were essentially real swords, although they were not edged, but they were actually, believe it or not, pointed. I mean, it was kind of crazy.
Wow.
And, you know, we were fighting, and I was supposed to be fake stabbed and fall dying on a staircase. And the staircase was built onto the stage. It was part of the set. It was a real wooden staircase that people could walk up and down. And the first time that we did it in dress rehearsal, I didn't realize exactly where the steps were going to be. And as I stepped backward, having only done this on a flat floor previously, I'm going back. And remember, when I'm on stage, I don't have my glasses on, right? So I missed the tread, slipped, threw my hand out to catch myself, and I landed with two of my fingers on the riser with all my weight on them. And immediately, you know, the fingers that should have been pointing north were pointing south, and they were, you know, I had a broken finger, dislocated finger, jammed the thumb, and so the whole left hand is just all messed up. So that's not a real big deal. Right? And, you know, it was kind of funny. The only thing that I've ever had happen where I broke or dislocated something was in the opera, of all things.
Right.
I mean, how
ridiculous. Not on the
that?
Mat, not under the bench, not on the dead, not strong man, but, yep. But performing opera, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was just crazy. And, you know, so Trudy being Mrs. Kubik, said, you know, I think this opera stuff is a lot of fun, but it works better if you're in the audience listening, hint, hint. You know, so I gave up my opera career. And, you know, I had the the fingers were in splints, and the hand was in a little bit of, you know, one of those little cast type things, and, you know, for a while. And I was thinking, no big deal. I'll come back. I'll do my grip exercises. I'll do everything I'm supposed to do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, long story short, they took the splint off, and I went through all the physical therapy and did everything you're supposed to do, and so on. And I still do not have full use of the two fingers that I mangled, and the left thumb is a little busted up. Okay? And so it's now about 5 years after, and it still hasn't recovered, and it never will, and the left hand is just not quite as good at gripping things as it used to be. And the effect from a lifting point of view is that if I try to do a hook grip where you wrap your thumb under the bar and then you wrap the fingers over the thumb, which is what you typically do in Olympic weightlifting when you're doing snatches and cleans. Well, I can do that fine with my right hand, but you know what? The left hand, the thumb, and the fingers still don't quite bend and flex the way they should, and I can't do a very good hook grip with that hand. So it's affected me, and it always will. And the crazy thing is, it was a simple injury and something that I thought I was going to easily rehab, take care of, no problem. And that wasn't the case. You know, and that's what really said to me, you know what, you are getting older, and you really need to pay attention to not getting hurt, because if you get hurt, you know, you're just never going to come back from it.
Yeah, and that's...
I think everybody figures that out sooner or later.
If you're smart, you know, otherwise... Otherwise, you know, I mean, I've heard stories about Chuck Vogelpohl, you know, limping into the gym and still squatting, you know, 800 pounds. And it's like, I understand the dedication of a warrior, but these are not warrior times. And we still have to get up in the morning and go to work and care for our families, and you know, and I like, for me, it's, I don't want to break anything else. I already tore two hamstring muscles now going well over a little bit over a year ago, I guess it was. And I don't want to do that. Actually, it was this time last year. Isn't the Olympia coming up? So it was this time. It was a year ago. It was a year ago this week, I think, that I sheared
really?
Those two. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't want to break anything else. I want to keep as much as I can, because I want to be able to keep doing some semblance of this. And I still want to be able to lift heavy, but I think that I have to start to alter the way I lift, and I have to look at things differently, and I have to try to stay as injury-free as possible. And this may mean not that I can't do things that I want to do, but I just can't jump right into it because my body is not as resilient. I have to spend more time working up to it now. I have to pay more attention to what it is that my goal is, an inch closer to it before I cut loose and go, okay, I'm going to do this right now. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You can go to Brooks Kubik's website, brookskubik.com, to learn more about him, his blog posts. And we're going to be talking more when we come back about what it's going to take to build a superhuman as we get to that age of 60 and beyond. And if you're young right now and you're thinking, I don't want to hear these two old altacacas talk about this, you're going to be our age someday if you're lucky, and you're still going to be lifting if you're smart. So this interview may resound in your memory later on. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Another thing that contributes to your ability to keep that pace in the gym as you age is the quality of sleep. And unfortunately, quality of sleep is something that is fleeting. I would have never thought I was... I used to joke, Brooks, when I was in my 20s, I had a Sportster. And on the back of the sissy bar on my Sportster, I had a traditional issue military sleeping bag.
Mm-hmm.
It was a green sleeping bag with goose down in it, and it was the same one that they used to use as your death bag. They would, you know, they would put you in it and zip it up. It went all the way up to your face. The only thing that showed was your face. I had that on my sissy bar, and I took great pride in the fact that I could ride my motorcycle all week or weekend long and I end up out at Jones Beach, find some place to get out of the way of other people, unfold my sleeping bag and sleep there, and no problem. I used to joke and say, you know, I could sleep on a picket fence if I had to. And fast forward to 56 years old, and I have two or three nights of good sleep and one bad night, or two or three nights of bad sleep and one good night. And it's becoming increasingly harder and harder for me to get good sleep for a variety of reasons. None that is less affecting me than the fact that living in Louisville, Kentucky, and my allergies cause me to block up in the middle of the night and not breathe through my nose. But it's like that is another factor. So you don't sleep good for two or three nights out of a week, and you think you're going to go in, you think you're recovering from your workouts, you're not.
Well, that's very true, and it's you know, it's one of those age things that
you need to take into account, and you know, you need to do the things that that are necessary to try to improve your sleep and the quality of your sleep, a lot of which is diet and nutrition, the proper diet and nutrition. And you need to be thinking about things like cutting back on coffee, cutting back on caffeine, and you know, watching anything that you're taking that supplement wise that might interfere with sleep patterns and so on. I mean, you know, those are all just common sense. The other thing, though, I wanted to jump back to the point that you made right before we took the break, and that is, if you are an older trainee, and by older I'm going to say anybody 35 and up, you're older at 35 than you think from a training point of view. And if you don't believe me, then just, you know, look at how many people are playing professional football at age 35 or older, or, you know, are in the Olympic Games. You know, it's, you have a couple, but they're outliers. You know, it's pretty rare. But one thing that's really important for longevity in the iron game and longevity in your training, if you do a new exercise, particularly if it's a really tough exercise, for gosh sake, start out easy, start out light, and build up to it very gradually. I mean, you want a break-in period on any new exercise, you know, I would say at least 4 weeks, maybe 6 or 8 weeks, before you really start pushing it hard. And that's completely different than when you're younger and you can go into the gym and, you know, grab some dumbbells and start doing something you've never done before, and it's great. But as an older trainee, you need to really take that into consideration. And the other thing that you need to be careful of is simply the fact that there are certain exercises that for an older trainee probably are just no longer a good idea. I think that sprinting, and particularly hill sprinting, is not a good idea for older trainees. And one reason is that unless you've been doing a whole lot of flexibility work and you're you're naturally gifted, the Achilles tendon, back of your heel, is going to be stiffer than when you were younger. And what that means is every step, because every step is a rep, every step when you sprint, and particularly if you're sprinting uphill, because that changes the angle so dramatically, every step or every rep on those sprints puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the Achilles.
Well, and let me tell you something. It may not present itself. So I was sprinting uphill when I pulled my left soleus muscle. Okay, so it may not present itself as pain in the heel, or it may not present itself as plantar fasciitis. What it may present itself is calf muscle injury. And I'll tell you what's interesting. So we had a guy on the show not too long ago, and what we discovered was, you look at basketball players, it's the tendon that gives you the spring that allows you to jump. It's not the muscle. And that's why you see guys with very small, short calf muscle, gastrocnemius bellies, who can jump so high. It's because of the elasticity of that tendon. Well, when that tendon is no longer elastic, because the muscle, when you jump, the calf muscle becomes static. It doesn't flex. It's the spring effect of the elasticity of the tendon. So when that tendon becomes rigid, guess what you start injuring? Your calves.
That's absolutely true, and that ties into a related point, which is the injury that puts most older players out of the NFL is an Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
It's not knee, it's not shoulder, it's not anything else, it's the Achilles. That is, for a professional athlete or anyone who sprints, anyone who runs and jumps, that's the weakness. That's what will catch up to you over time. And so, you know, if you're aware of that, then you say, okay, sprinting is great if you're 20, but if you're 50, for many of us, not a good idea anymore. And I'm actually, in one of my books, Gray Hair and Black Iron, where I talk about successful strength training for older trainees, I actually have a whole chapter where I list a bunch of different exercises, that many of which I used to do and I used to love when I was younger. But over time, and it's funny because they creep up on you at different points in your life, over time I found that these same exercises that once worked great no longer work and, in fact, cause problems. They cause not necessarily a muscle tear or strain, although sometimes that can be the effect, but it's more of a joint problem. It's something where there's a deep-rooted orthopedic pain, something that says, stop doing this. And if you're smart, you'll stop.
Right.
Problem is, most of us are stubborn.
I'm right. Well, we don't want to admit that things have to change. That's part of the
exactly.
problem, because then it's acknowledging that you're getting older, and that has a whole host of other downstream emotional repercussions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, but you know what? I'm coming to grips with it, and it's going to make me a better trainer, and it's going to allow me to train longer, because I don't want to give this up ever. I want to stay strong. I want to be able to do the things that I can do. But you know what it sounds like to me? So this is the analogy I gave to a guy named Sean Harkins, who owns a Played Against Sports here in town. He also trains at the gym with me. I said, you know, when you buy that new car, you can drive it into the ground for 5 or 6 years, just changing the oil, getting the once-in-a-while tune-up, and just hammer it. Then all of a sudden, things start breaking, and it requires a lot more maintenance all of a sudden just to drive the way you used to drive. And so generally, people sell the car and get a new one. The problem is, I can't sell this, and I pointed at my body. I'm stuck with it, so I have to keep repairing it. So you have to come to the another conclusion that you have to come to, that I've come to, is it's going to take a lot more maintenance to be able to keep doing the things you do. So you got to start thinking about things like flexibility training, yoga, mobility work, and also maybe more cardiovascular work, not less. Because
the right kind. Because
yes.
If it's the repetitive, stressful kind, you just hurt yourself.
No, and that's the other thing. And maybe stuff that is easier on the joints, like elliptical machine, recumbent bike work, and stuff like that, so that you can keep training, you can stay fit, you can stay strong without injuring yourself. It takes more maintenance. Before we go into this break, I want to mention that Brooks is working on a brand new book, and it's a nutrition book. And that we're going to have a pre-sale of that book, right?
Yes. We're going to... If all goes well, we're going to launch the pre-sale on Monday the 15th. And the way we do this with all the books. We have a period of a couple of weeks where we are doing the pre-sale. You order your copy of the book during the pre-sale. We take notes of all the orders. And when we fill the orders after all the books are printed, then you get a special bonus. In this case, two special bonuses for stepping up and placing the order and reserving the copy during the pre-sale. This helps us, because what happens is we know exactly how many books to print, and we don't end up with a situation where we've got, you know, the whole basement or the whole, you know, whatever room of the house is full of books. Because, Carl, I have written, like, I think this will be either 12 or 13 books, 4 or 5 training courses. And I'll tell you what, if I bring a whole bunch of extra boxes of books that I'll take a couple of months to clear out and sell, if I try to bring them in the house, Trudy will kill me.
And by the way, Trudy is the promotional director for the project, and she's the one that's going to be picking out the special gifts that you're going to get, and she's very, very generous, I can tell you that. Look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Go to Brooks Cubic, KUBIK.com. Check out Gray Hair Black Iron if you're an older dude like me. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I don't know. Yeah, it's officially the biggest midget in the game.
Later in the show, Sean Casey's going to be with us to talk about behavior changes and coaching. Right now we're talking with Brooks Kubik. We're talking about continuing to stay strong, stay active, well into your 60s and beyond. And you know what? It just takes more effort. That's what it takes. It's not the end. It's just a different way. That's all it is. And you got to get your head around that now so that you can continue to train. Because you don't want an injury. I mean, I'm hobbling right now, Brooks. Literally. My right hamstring doesn't want to, it's spasming. My right knee is hurting as a result of the way I'm walking. My left calf doesn't want to release. It's spasming. Mm-hmm. My right shoulder is hurting me from doing lateral raises yesterday. And I'm like, oh man, like this sucks. What do I train tomorrow? Well, I could train abs. I can still pull. I can train back. So I'm going to train what I can train, obviously, and hopefully be able to just to walk a little bit. Maybe I'll get on the elliptical machine. That makes sense to me. But the other thing that I think you have to do, first and foremost, and you tell me if you agree with this, is first resolve not to give up, not to be derailed completely by an injury.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the mental aspect of training is always most important at any age, and it's no different than when you're older. I mean, you have to do two things, and it's kind of a funny balancing act, but you have to say, okay, I am getting older, and because I'm getting older, there are certain things that I need to do or do differently or stop doing. That's part of the internal discussion that you have to have. But the other part of this, that same internal discussion, is to say, however, I'm not that old. I'm still young. There is still plenty of fight in this dog, and I'm going to keep on training. And I'm not going to let anything stop me from training. You know, and you have to balance those two. And, you know, as you can see the way I've laid them out, there's a tightrope there. There's a tension. And, you know, you have to train, and you have to train effectively, but you don't have to you don't train in a way that causes injury or hurts you or makes it impossible to recover. And that's something that you just need to be aware of, and it will change as you're in your 40s, your 50s, your 60s. It'll be shifting. You need to be aware of it. You need to be thinking about it. But you always need to keep training. And never, as you said, never, ever let an injury slow you down or knock you down. And if it does knock you down, get back up and get going.
Yeah. excuse me. Let's talk about gray hair, black iron for a second for people out there who aren't familiar with your writings. What can an older, more seasoned lifter learn from that book?
Well, one of the things that I focus on in the book is recovery and recuperation. And most of what is written and most of what is put out there for older trainees is the message that you're getting old, and so you need to just train with light weights, you need to do machines, you can't do squats or deadlifts, you don't want to do barbell work or dumbbell work, don't do kettlebells, don't do this, don't do that, and go light, you know, do three sets of 12, three sets of 15, three sets of 20, whatever. That's the conventional advice. And sometimes it becomes just do bodybuilding, train for a pump, don't train heavy. Okay. I disagree with that. I think it is very important for an older trainee, male or female, at any age, to do exercises that work your legs, your hips, your back, to train with barbells and dumbbells as much as you can, and to train as many of your exercises as you can in a standing or ground-based position, feet on the ground. And the reason is because that's functional exercise. That's functional movement. You don't live your life in a chair, so you shouldn't do your training in a chair or a seated position. You don't sit on a bench for your whole life. You don't lie on a bench. You stand on your feet. So I tend to emphasize exercises that are ground-based, to stand on your feet, barbell, dumbbell-oriented as opposed to machine-oriented. And we train for functional strength, the kind of thing that will keep you up, functional, moving, walking your entire life. The other side of it, though, is I don't like, for anybody who's gotten past the basics, the beginner stage, I really don't like those many reps with a light weight. I prefer to use heavier weights for lower reps. And some people say, oh my God, you know, lower reps with a heavy weight, that's dangerous for an older trainee. And I'm saying, no. Now remember, again, this is for someone who knows how to do the exercises, has done the groundwork, laid the foundation, and knows what his or her body is capable of. But I think that the lower reps with the heavier weight have two very important benefits. One is you are able to perform every single rep in a precise, controlled manner.
Right.
Not You know, I'm not talking about doing a squat where you have the weight on your shoulders and you drop and you bounce and you come up and your hips come up and then your back and you twist and you grind and your knees come in and then they go out and eventually you get up and you stand there. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about down and up in a perfectly smooth movement. Deadlift the same way. Lift, down. You're not hitching, you're not twisting, you're not jerking. Everything is smooth. That's the way that an older trainee needs to work, at a smooth, precise, perfect rep pace. And the other benefit of using the lower reps is that you reduce the volume, the workload.
And that's
by reducing the volume, you hasten recovery. I mean, just imagine if you did a workout where you did 1,000 reps of legs. You know, you wouldn't recover for a year.
Right.
So there's a lot of real interesting stuff, a lot of what might be eye-opening stuff in Gray Hair and Black Iron for a lot of trainees. But I'll tell you what, the book came out, about 6 years ago, I think. And, you know, I get testimonials and feedback from people all around the world all the time. I mean, it just has made a huge difference for people. And it's one of my best-selling books, and I think one that that people like. It may be the single most popular book that I have out there.
That's amazing, but it makes sense. We're going to have Brooks on next week again because we have a special announcement to talk about next week, right? That's next week you're on, right? Wednesday?
Yeah, next, is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
I forget. I'm sorry.
One of the two.
Yeah, I think it's Wednesday, but we'll have another episode of Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik then. You're not going to want to miss that. Keep training. Learn how to train as you age. Don't let age stop you from training. You can do all the things that you want to do. It just may take a little more effort, a little more thought, a little more work, a little more preparation, a little more flexibility. You know, I'm thinking about signing up for a yoga class. I can't help but think that that would help me with my flexibility. And I'm also going to dig up an active recovery technique practitioner, ART, and have somebody look at my gait, my spine, and help me readjust, because I know I've adjusted over the years from injuries. I know that I do this differently because I had to walk different for a period of time because of that injury and so on. I kind of feel like I want to get somebody to kind of straighten the body out. Like when you take a body, go to a body shop, they take all the dings and dents out. And make the body look slick again. And I feel like that's one of the things you have to think about doing, investing in order to keep training. What do you think? True or false?
That is absolutely true. And number one, that's why I married a massage therapy professional, physical therapy assistant. And number two, I know you need to go to the second hour of the show, but give me a call this afternoon because I've got the name of the best ART person in town.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
I'll tell you what, if it weren't for ART,
well, plug him.
I'd be walking around like a caveman.
Plug him. Plug him. Who is it? In Louisville.
It is.
Take your time. We got time.
Yeah. Let me just make sure I get this name right. I was actually Googling for it.
And he's here in Louisville, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I need. ART works. I know a lot of people that did ART and they said, look, this is not chiropractic. This isn't massage. This is something, I mean, it breaks down adhesions in the muscles. It gives you full range motion again. I've got problem shoulders. I mean, I need somebody to work me over.
Yeah, okay, here you go. It's Kyle Bowling.
Okay, Kyle Bowling. Okay.
Bowling, B-O, you know, like a bowling ball?
Yeah, B-O-W-L-I-N-G.
Yeah, it's Kentucky Sports Chiropractic on Dundee Road in the Highlands. And I'll tell you what, Trudy found him. You know, Trudy, as I said, is a massage professional and a physical therapy assistant. And you know, she's been into alternative therapies and modalities her whole life. I mean, she's heavy into this stuff, very, very good. And so she seeks people out. She found him, and everyone in the family has been over to him. He has done great work when I've dinged up my back or my shoulder, which I do on occasion. And I'll tell you what, he is just awesome. Dr. Kyle Bowling, and does a whole lot of work with athletes. He's an athlete himself, and very highly recommended.
I'll check him out. I'll check him out for sure. Brooks, thanks so much for being on the show today, and thanks for the lead on Kyle Bowling.
Hey, sure thing.
My pleasure. Talk to you next week.
Take care. Bye.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to have news at the top of the hour, and then we'll be joined by Sean Casey. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. MRI shows gray matter myelin loss strongly related to MS disability. People with multiple sclerosis lose myelin in the gray matter of their brain, and the loss is closely correlated with the severity of the disease. According to a new MRI study, the major finding of the study published online in the journal Radiology is that the loss of myelin in gray matter caused by MS in its relative amount is comparable to or even larger than that in white matter. Furthermore, gray matter demyelination is much more advanced in patients with secondary progressive MS, and it is very strongly related to patients' disability. Loss of myelin, the fatty protective sheath around nerve fibers, is a characteristic of MS, which is typically considered a disease of the brain's signal-conducting white matter, where myelin is most abundant. But myelin is also present in smaller amounts in gray matter, the brain's information processing center. Parent separation found to boost children's behavior problems, but only in high-income families. Before they reach young adulthood, most children in the United States will experience their parents separating, divorcing, finding another partner, or getting remarried. Research tells us that children have more behavior problems, such as aggression and defiance, when families change structure. Now a new study has found that behavior problems in children increased in families in which parents separated only in high-income families, and that children's age also played a part in their likelihood of having behavioral problems. The study by researchers at Georgetown University and the University of Chicago appears in the journal Children Development. It examined how different kinds of families change related children's behavior problems between ages 3 and 12 using a national sample of nearly 4,000 children. While changes in family structure affected the behavior of children in high-income families, they didn't affect behavior in children in low-income families. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassProSynthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Back pain killing your sex life?
Contrary to popular belief, spooning is not always the best sex position for those with bad backs, according to new research from the University of Waterloo. For the first time ever, scientists have successfully documented the way the spine moves during sex and discovered exactly why certain positions are better than others when it comes to avoiding back pain. Any family doctor will tell you that couples often ask them how to manage their back pain during and after sex. Many couples will remain celibate because one night of lovemaking can lead to months of back agony, said Professor Stuart McGill. Until now, doctors have never had any hard science to base their recommendations upon. The pioneering study combined infrared and electromagnetic motion capture systems to track how 10 couples' spines moved when attempting 5 common sex positions. The findings were used to create an atlas or set of guidelines that recommends different sex positions and thrusting techniques based on what movements trigger a patient's pain. The atlas recommends that men who are flexion intolerant, meaning those whose back pain is made worse by touching their toes or sitting for long periods of time, for example, replace spooning with doggy-style sex. The guide recommends that these men use a hip hinging motion rather than thrusting with their spines. The study also shed light for the first time on the mechanics of the male orgasm. Electrodes hooked up to male participants' muscles revealed that it is abdominal and buttock, but not back muscles, that are most active during orgasm. Spine motion, on the other hand, varied with the individual. For some males, a drastic increase in flexation or extension was seen. A paper documenting male spine movement was published Thursday in the journal Spine. Female findings are expected to be published in the coming months. The next phase of the study will involve recruiting patients with hip pain and additional categories of back pain to further develop the guidelines. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. You know, so many people know when it comes from a nutritional standpoint what they should be doing. And so many coaches have in their repertoire of information sound dietary advice for their clients. Yet, why doesn't it work? And really, quite often, it comes down to behavior modification. And that's the basis of the discussion now with Sean Casey of Case Performance. How you doing, Sean?
Doing very well. Yourself?
Good. And really, this was sparked by a discussion yesterday. We had Alex Leaf and Vince Andraton talking about the new certification program, and it came to light that you had written the section that deals with this. And quite frankly, I would say unabashedly that when it comes down to the success of an individual or the success of a client, this is where the rubber meets the road. Because what I said in the, coming into the segment is pretty accurate. So many of us know a good diet, a low-carb diet, a, you know, this diet. That, and so many coaches will give their clients a handwritten sheet. Here, eat like this. And we know that if the client complies or if I comply with what I know, I'll get results. But 5 months up the road, I have no results. And that is completely a result of the lack of required behavior modifications that will allow me to comply in the first place, right?
I agree with that. You know, it's one of those things, knowledge is worthless unless you apply it to your life. And, you know, there's so much information out there now, but we still have the obesity epidemic, so many health issues going on, diet-driven. And so there's obviously a disconnect between how we're presenting information, but more importantly, how we're assisting others to implement that information in their life.
So the coach has to take responsibility for understanding how they can deliver information and assist their client to make behavioral modifications, right?
That is correct.
But in order for them to do that, they first must understand, well, first of all, they have to believe that there are ways to change behavior, and then they must understand on how to do that. So why don't you talk about some of the earlier studies that led to the section on nutritional counseling that you wrote for the new certification program?
There's, you know, different models, you know, that kind of explain how people are, like, how to move them on a behavior change level. You know, the first one that came out was called the cognitive behavioral model. And kind of the central tenets of this were what you know affects your behavior. For instance, I'm trying to think of an example. If you are unaware that something is healthy to start with, the likelihood of you picking up that habit naturally are slim to none. And so that was the first thing, you know, trying to educate people so that they know what is correct to do. In 2010, there was a review of a literature that found 27 studies, and 23 of them were randomized controlled trials, and they were specifically looking at, like, cognitive behavioral therapy. And they found that, you know, facilitating, the exact quote from the line was, facilitating modification of targeted dietary habits, cardiovascular and diabetes risk factors, they were able to improve people's health. And so what I've taken from that model was, you know, the two key things is, you know, simply telling a client you should do this is not good enough. You know, you must explain, you know, I think it's very important to explain why you're giving that recommendation to them, you know, on a dietary level. And so that's, again, you know, kind of increase their knowledge. And the other important thing that I feel with cognitive behavior therapy is, you know, giving them a realistic idea frame in terms of when they can achieve a goal, educating them on that aspect. You know, one of the things that we're inundated with now is, you know, shows like The Biggest Loser, which show outrageous weight losses, you know, in a matter of, you know, 12 weeks, you know, hundreds of pounds coming off, whatever. Or, you know, various forums, advertisement or bodybuilding shows, which, you know, depending on the person's time frame, may or may not be realistic. And so those are the two, you know, main things to take away from cognitive behavior therapy is, like I said, just making sure that they know why you're providing the recommendation, as well as that they have a solid time frame in which, you know, the changes they're looking for can be achieved.
And so a perfect example, like as you pointed out, the Biggest Loser phenomenon, right?
Mm-hmm.
If an individual's expectations are, well, that person was able to lose 100 pounds in this period of time, if you knew what you were doing, you could help me lose 100 pounds in this period of time. That in and of itself is a behavior modification because that person didn't come into this realm thinking that was possible. But once they saw this TV show, which is completely excerpted and edited and done in such a fashion that it's not designed to create a lifelong goal of health and weight maintenance, but instead a rapid change in weight at all costs, which no one can live doing that for any length of time. But that in and of itself takes a person who is completely uninitiated and gives them a sense of expectations that alters their behavior right then and there. They're already altered. They never knew that you could lose 100 pounds in X amount of time until they saw that TV show.
Exactly.
So, I mean, wait a minute. we have to take a break. But what I want, when we come back, I want to talk about the fact that some of the misinformation, which in and of itself is a behavior modification, how do you displace that when you're not giving them something stronger? You're actually giving them something weaker because it's realistic. That's what I want to talk about when we come back. We're talking right now with Sean Casey. His website is caseperformance.com. He did the behavioral modification portion of the nutritional counseling for the new certification program that Vince Andrich and Alex Leaf were on talking about yesterday, and we'll plug that again when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. PRIMAL-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer. Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
What an appropriate song when talking about behavior modification. Rehab. Hold on, Sean. I want you to guess what this is. Listen to this. What do you think that is?
I'm guessing a protein Quest chip, maybe?
Yeah, baby. I'm working on my sixth bag today. These things are unbelievable, man. Oh, my God. I'm eating them during the break. I can't stop eating them. They're so good.
Nice.
Okay. So when we think of behavior modification, we think of this behavior we have now, and the one that we're moving to is better. That's why we're moving to this other behavior. This other behavior is going to be better for me. It's going to give me better results. The outcome is going to be more desirable, and so on. The problem I see, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that because of supplement manufacturers, you know, Hydroxycut, I lost 36 pounds in 3 days. You can too with Hydroxycut. And then the Biggest Loser, and then the client sits down with their personal trainer, and the personal trainer says, okay, you really only want to lose a pound and a half a week because that's good. And they go, wait a minute, so you want me to go from a mental behavior modification that I have just accepted, not to a better one, but to a worse one. So you're telling me I can't lose 30 pounds in a month and go to my college reunion looking like Superman? You're telling me that all you want me to lose is maybe 4 or 5 pounds in a month? That is not a moving from better to better. You follow me? That's moving from better to worse.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the big thing with that comes down, like when you're establishing realistic expectations, you know, the one good thing I will say about The Biggest Loser, it does get people who thought they had no chance to lose weight. It does give them, you know, a hope to lose weight, or, you know, the magazines. It does give them a hope. But it's amount, it's, you know, on my side, what I do is try to pull the reins back and put the realistic. And it can just explain to them, you know, the weight loss is definitely manageable. And the way that you can maintain weight loss long term is not by, you know, the crash and slash type of diet approaches. You know, just the sustained weight loss is extremely effective. And just, you know, saying, you know, I realize this is not as sexy as what's in the ads, but this is what will work. You know, if you stick with me with 6 weeks or 8 weeks or however long the time period is going to be with, and, you know, get that concept across to them and, you know, kind of educate them on the reasons as to why the magazine ads, like, are false, you know, between the photoshopping.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the fact The Biggest Loser, as you mentioned earlier, has so many pitfalls, special editing, you know, you name it, that really distort it. You know, I have found through my experience working with people, if you explain those type of things to them, that, you know, 90% of them are like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Now that you say that, I realize there's going to be no magic pill. This is a lifestyle change, not a diet type of, you know, thing. And most of them are able to jump on board pretty quick. You know, and I think it's very important to convey that right away, because what happens if you say, hey, yeah, we can do that. We can, you know, achieve these results shown in the ads or the TV shows. You know, 3 weeks into it, they've only lost, you know, maybe 4 pounds instead of 20 pounds. And all of a sudden you go at, you know, from the coach they hired to the coach who, you know, didn't get them the results they wanted. Right. And all, you know what I'm saying? It kind of reflects back on you as being a bad coach because you allowed them to have unrealistic expectations. And if that's their expectations and they don't achieve it, you know, either A, you're a bad coach, or B, there's something wrong with them, the client. And so those are, you know, really big things to get across right away, and failure to do it right away, you know, there's a lot of bad things. And, you know, in saying the realistic models, I never limit what a person thinks they can achieve. Like, don't misunderstand me. You know, I always give them, you know, a realistic approach with the thought that, hey, this is, you know, what's commonly achieved. let's see if we can't beat that. If not, we've still made great progress if we've hit these goals.
Now, how many personal trainers do you think understand the trans-theoretical model of behavior change without taking the NAFC, the NAFC course that you guys have put together?
I would say, you know, that is something that is not, most people that I'm aware of are not, you know, super familiar with that. You know, that's taught a little bit more like on my dietetic side of the course. You know, there's been more people exposed to that, but on a pure training standpoint, not as many as I would have originally thought.
Well, and it's critical that they know it, because you, if you can't observe your client at what stage of the game they are at, you don't know how to help them do a better job. There's a pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and then maintenance. Just kind of summarize what we're talking about there.
Well, the pre-contemplation is kind of like, you know, you have no intentions to change your behavior. This is your behavior. You accepted it. You know, that, you know, it is what it is. And from the pre-contemplation, you move into the contemplation. Now you're kind of thinking, you know what? I think this is something that's important to me. You know, in the next 6 months, this is a change I want to make in myself. And, you know, from there, you move into preparation, which is, okay, 30 days, in the next 30 days, I definitely want to get rocking with this, you know. And so, you know, we'll just discuss in those phases a little bit. You know, if I'm working with someone and they have no intention of making a change, you know, I'm not going to try to force the change down their throat. For instance, if somebody insists that, you know, I don't care what we do, I'm going to have my 6 cans of, you know, soda a day or whatever the behavior may be, you know.
Yeah, because it fits my macros.
yeah, the IFOM.
I call that if it fits in my mouth.
I love it. And so, you know, I'm not going to write a diet for them, you know, and saying zero soda, because they're not ready to hear the information. They're not ready to, you know, contemplate the information. So rather than saying you're going to eat zero or drink zero sodas, I'm just going to give them the reasons, the negative health consequences of having, you know, the excessive sugar from the sodas and, you know, whatever else is in the soda causing the health, you know, issues. You know, it's not until an individual says, you know what, Sean, I want to make a change here. Once I get those words from their mouth, that's when I get excited, because that's when we can start making progress together. And when they're preparing, kind of in that preparation stage, like, hey, let's rock out, you know, next 30 days I'm definitely making this change. It's coming soon. You know, my goals there are to get the blueprint in place, to get the foundation going, which can help the client make that initial change. You know, once they've made the change, they kind of move from the preparation stage into the action stage. The action stage is they've recently made the change. You know, my goal there is, you know, to keep them more excited about what they're doing, to, you know, clear out any obstacles they may be suffering. For instance, you know, if you take someone who hasn't been working out hardly at all, and they start exercising, of course their muscles are going to be sore. So, you know, let them know that, hey, this is what you can expect. Don't let it bother you. You know, we'll adjust the program as need be. So that's the action stage. Following the action stage is when they move into the maintenance stage. According to this, the trans-theoretical model, the maintenance stage is achieved when a behavior is been, you know, practiced for 6 months or longer.
Right.
And, you know, that's it was a great model. It came after the cognitive behavioral based thing. And if you notice, this kind of takes into account some of those factors. Like, before somebody's going to do, you know, an action plan, they have to have knowledge in terms of why it would be beneficial for them, things of that nature. But, you know, this model has, you know, been around. And it's definitely brought great changes to behavior modification. The issue with it, as we all know, it's easy to be excited for something initially. You start exercising, you know, you start feeling better. Your food is higher quality. You know, things are great. What's hard, though, is the maintenance stage.
That's where people really lose it, too. And what we need to do is take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about the maintenance stage and what can really be done to help set the client up with the best possible rate of success. We're talking with Sean Casey. His website is caseperformance.com. Also, we'll plug the certification course when we come out of the break. I won't be eating a Quest high-protein chip, I promise you. Stay tuned.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Whey isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Soldier Boy, I tell you. Hey, I got this new damn for y'all called the Soldier Boy. You got to punch, then crank back 3 times from left to right.
Welcome back. So I have to read something. Sean, you have to just bear with me. This has nothing to do with the show except perhaps an example of there are parts of this world where the entire population is devoid of any critical thinking skills. This was sent to me by our news director, Alex Leaf. The headline says, "Goat accused of robbery. Police in Nigeria are holding a goat on suspicion of attempted armed robbery. Vigilantes seized the goat, a black and white goat, saying it was an armed robber who had used black magic to transform himself into an animal to escape after trying to steal a Mazda 323. A spokesman for the police in the eastern state of Quara said, "The goat is in our custody." Vigilantes saw some hoodlums attempt to rob a car. One escaped while the other turned into a goat. News at 11. Oh, my God. Thank you for not. Thank you for living in the United States of America. Okay. The website is nafctrainer.com, and that's where you can go and get the sports nutrition and supplementation. I mean, performance nutrition and supplementation certification if you want to add to your current CECs. So when we went into the break, I said this is the thing we need to talk about when we come out. And that is maintenance. That's really where the rubber meets the road. That's the hard part, right? A lot of people can make changes for short periods, but it's the long haul that makes the difference. So what can a trainer do and what can an individual do to, you know, slant the odds in their favor?
You know, I think the first thing that's important to for the maintenance stage is, you know, as we were kind of discussing earlier, the idea of having realistic goals. And I think if you have realistic goals and you're achieving realistic goals, that's more motivation to keep on going and going and going. And so I feel that's a very important aspect. You know, I also think it's very important as, you know, a nutrition coach, you know, a personal trainer, is to realize the motivating factors that initially led to the weight loss probably aren't going to be there, you know, right away. You know, if you think about within the first 6 months, you know, your goals, you know, they're kind of like biological goals. You know, you're having weight loss, the rate of weight loss. You know, you have the psychological aspects in your favor. You have that, you know, sudden motivation to start exercise. And you have the urgency, you know, okay, I need to make these changes. And plus, you have the social aspect of it. You know, when you start losing weight, you know, and making changes in your life, pretty soon people are going to be like, hey, nice job. Have you been losing weight? You know, and when you hear comments saying, you know, the social support aspect of things, complimenting you on your weight loss, the changes on your in your life, you know, that's very motivating, you know, within the first 6 months. You know, where the issues arise, though, eventually the weight loss is going to slow down. And plus, you know, maybe, you know, the environment around you may no longer support it. You know, those people who are initially like, hey, great job on the weight loss, or, you know, family members or friends who are kind of complimenting you, you know, more than likely, they may have been in the same habits that you were, and maybe they, you know, were also overweight. So all of a sudden, you're losing weight, making positive changes on your life, but it's almost like an inconvenience for them because they're no longer eating their favorite food.
Right.
You know, you're now making them, you know, eat a more healthier lifestyle like you're eating.
Right.
And so those are the two issues that, you know, come up, you know, in terms of, and I'm just, you know, referring to weight loss here for, as an example. The changes are going to slow down, and the people who initially saw your changes as a positive may start to resist those changes because now your changes are affecting their lives, which they may perceive to be, you know, although healthy, not what they want.
Yeah, it's an inconvenience now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of relationships that end because one of the partners decides to take control of their health and their weight and change their body, and the other doesn't. And the relationship just falls apart, relationships that have been around for a long time. I mean, marriages fall apart because one says, hey, I'm going to start exercising and eating differently, getting to sleep on time. And the other person goes, not me, and I don't like what you stand for anymore. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They fall apart.
Yeah, I mean, that there's been a lot of people that I've worked with that have had, just as you described, relationships, you know, break up or, you know, things of that nature go on just because one decides to make positive changes.
And then how does that affect, that affects the trainer. Does the trainer come out and say, look, like, let's say the trainer observes these things. They see that the family is not supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Does the trainer say, well, you know, your family sucks. They're not being supportive because clearly this is hurting your progress. And I don't want to be the one that it's like, oh, it's because your trainer sucks. That's what's hurting your progress. It's because your wife says, no, you better eat all this pasta and all this other stuff that the rest of the family's eating. Or does the trainer do something politically correct and fall on his or her dagger and say, well, I'm sorry, I couldn't help you? What happens?
You know, what I do in those situations, because it is, you know, and it's a very tricky thing to kind of navigate. What I do, though, I'll sit down with a person, and if possible, I'd love to have their spouse come in, or, you know, a significant other, or, you know, it'll just be a meeting and just say, you know, feel free to bring in, you know, other people, your family, you know, because obviously if you don't have the social support, it makes it very challenging. And what I do is I try to keep things objective rather than subjective, you know, lay out obesity causes disease, you know, obviously you initially married this person or you started up a relationship because you loved them. If they don't make these changes in their lives, they're probably going to be dead in 10 years, you know, or whatever, you know, their lifespans can be shortened. And so objective is just saying, these are the consequences of not making these changes. And, you know, doing that. And also, you know, if it's a family or whatever, you know, just bringing to light the changes they've made and how they've affected their life, you know, not even looking at specifically, okay, how much weight have you lost, how much strength have you increased, rather than looking at, like, the numbers, just look at the subjective things in life, like, what are you able to do now with your family that you weren't able to do previously, you know, and getting, you know, everyone on board to realize that he's, you know, he or her has made significant changes. As a result of these changes, they're, you know, they're going to be around longer to enjoy him, to laugh with them, to enjoy whatever things you guys enjoy doing, as well as the new things, like, you know, maybe you weren't able to go out on a hiking trail because you're out of breath, you know, 5 steps into it.
Right. Right.
And just really trying to hammer in, A, the health consequences, just lay out the facts, however they interpret those facts and however they want to internalize them, you know, that's their decision. But they, you know, they, that way they can't say, well, I didn't know, you know, this was going to happen or that was going to happen. They have no excuse on that anymore. And B, really making them see and understand, yes, you're no longer losing weight at the same rate or, you know, no longer focusing on numbers as much as, let's focus on the improvements in your life as a result of implementing these changes.
You also offer individual counseling on nutrition, right?
Yep. I through the Case Performance website, I do, you know, a fair amount of nutrition counseling and things of that nature. And, you know, I think that's also kind of a big thing tying into our discussion today on behavior modification, is being able to get set up right away and being able to establish a rapport with the client, you know, going through kind of like a client's focused model to assist them as they're making these changes. You know, I think that's another big part that really assists both, you know, short as well as long-term adherence to a plan.
I want to ask you this question when we come back from the break, but I'll prepare you for it. Does distance coaching present any advantages or disadvantages when it comes to behavior modification? We're talking with Sean Casey. His website is caseperformance.com. He actually wrote the nutritional portion related to behavior modification for the NAFC certification program that we talked about yesterday on the show. NAFCtrainer.com is where you can go to learn more about that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer: Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I gotta make somebody love me.
I know how to make somebody love you. Buy them a 2.5 pound jug of Divine Nutrition's all natural blend, vanilla dolce de leche. This is the best protein powder. Elisa loves it. I love it. Batch tested. So you don't have to worry about there being 16 grams of sugar in it. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Protein Whey Isolate link under Carl Recommends. I believe we have a 30% off discount with them right now. That's ridiculous. 30% off. Use the coupon code SHR. Okay. So, Sean. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You have to click the banner ad at superhumanradio.com to get the 30% off. I was just corrected. You have to go to superhumanradio.com, Carl Recommends, click the Protein Whey Isolate link, and then click the banner ad inside that page. So, Sean. Does distance training and distance coaching present benefits or drawbacks when it comes to behavior modifications?
I think there's definitely, you know, both that go on. I think with the advent of, like, Skype, it makes it a lot of things a lot easier because you can visually see a person. You know, and that's one of the things that is very important when it comes to counseling someone is making sure that you're paying attention to the nonverbal cues, you know, or the non-written words. So,
right. So in other words, when you're telling them, look, this is what I want you to do this week, you can't see them flipping you the bird, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, as they're pointing at the screen and laughing as
yeah, the right. They mute the phone and they just start slapping their leg and laughing like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Okay.
Yeah, as they're like talking to everyone else, listen to this nut job on the other end of the line. But no, that's, you know, a big thing that's very important. paying attention to both verbal and nonverbal cues. For instance, one of the individuals who I'm working with, he's from Brazil right now, aspiring bodybuilder. And when I started working with him, he filled out his assessment forms. You know, he talked about losing weight for bodybuilding shows, so on and so forth. But when I actually had a chance to talk with him, you know, again, he kind of stated, you know, similar ideas, but I got the feeling that he was really burnt out from, you know, some of the previous training and nutrition that he was doing prior. And so I just said to him, you know, I know you're saying this, however, the feeling that I'm getting in conversation with you gives me the impression you may be a little bit burnt out from, you know, previous training and nutrition. Would this be, how do you feel about this? You know, I always try to word things with open-ended questions, using, you know, what I pick up after hearing them and just kind of reflect the questions back on them. Because what I have is just hypothesis, could be right or wrong. And so when I was working with this individual, you know, I said to that, you know, this is what you're saying. This is the sense that I'm getting from kind of your non-verbal, or I guess the tone of his voice kind of reflected it, but, you know, his actual words. And he's like, you know what? He's like, you're probably pretty accurate with that. He's like, I just wanted to achieve this very quickly. But, you know, after hearing you're saying that, that's exactly how I'm kind of feeling. So, you know, with that individual, we just, you know, the first, you know, couple months, you know, we had on, you know, more or less a maintenance dietary plan. And we just kind of switched his training along. And I said, you know, I just worked with him, like, don't really worry about, you know, the numbers right now. Let's, you know, get the mind and body all on the same, you know, wavelength. You know, I try to take a very holistic approach. We've turned a corner and we're doing really good things together now. And so that's one of the cool things with Skype. Right now you have that advantage. The one thing that is very hard, though, that I miss about when you're in person with someone is, let's say if I'm working with an individual and we're, you know, sitting at a table together, you know, I can kind of physically show them visuals of various things and kind of with my finger kind of, you know, visually point them to, you know, the key things and how to, you know, which sometimes on a coaching level makes it very easy for them to draw the connections in their brain. And so it's a little bit easier to guide in that way. But again, with the advent of Skype, and well as Instant Messenger, it's made things a lot easier.
Yeah. And of course, sometimes pictures are just not enough. They send snapshots of themselves, but a lot of times you have to really talk to them. You have to see, like you said, you have to see those nonverbal cues about how easy it is for them, how they're progressing, where the problems are. Isn't it amazing that all of this thought and effort has to go into coaxing a person to do something that ultimately is in the scope of evolution, job one, which is to stay healthy and live long?
It's so fascinating. From being in society, it's like, Ian King talks a lot about, you know, following your intuition, and really trusting your intuition. And I've definitely really appreciated, you know, that message. And that's one of the things, you know, I've realized working with individuals is, you know, if you can get down to their intuitive sense, you know, if you can separate them away from what society has told them, what their preconceived notions that they believed based off, you know, whatever influence they've had, but just get them to, you know, intuitively, what do they really think? Because more often than not, it's like people know what they should be doing. It's just a matter of helping to coax those actions out of them.
Right, right. And it makes you wonder, you know, I was just thinking of talking somebody off a ledge. You know, it's like when somebody makes the decision, or I should say when someone makes the decision not to care about their outcome, not to pay attention to the endpoints of their actions, which is, I think, a very human quality. I don't think animals shorten their own lives purposefully, but humans do. And they do it in two ways. They do it actively and passively. And the passive way is to, you know, become obese and not pay. And I'm speaking as a former obese person. You know, you're not. It's not like you're looking in the mirror every day and going, "Man, I'm doing a good job. I'm really getting fat." You just kind of ignore it, and in the back of your mind, you know that you shouldn't be doing it, but you keep saying to yourself, "Well, I'll address this later because I've got all these other things that are more important." And it's our ability to, one of our evolutionary gifts is denial. I'm not going to be eaten if I leave this cave and go get something to eat myself. You know, it's like you have to use denial in order to push through sometimes. But then we use denial in the wrong ways where we go, "I'm okay. I'm not going to have a heart attack. I know I'm 350 pounds and I'm turning 56 years old this month, and I know a lot of people die this way at my age, but not me. Not me." So it's really amazing. And the amazing part is I did an interview with a doctor from England back in about 2007, I think it was, about the number of near-death events it takes for someone to change a high-risk behavior. Do you remember that show by any chance? Were you listening back then?
That sounds familiar. I can tell you necessarily the specifics on, but that definitely sounds familiar.
How many near death events do you think it takes for a person to change their high risk behavior?
Unfortunately, more than the single instance it should take.
Three. It takes three events, and unfortunately, quite a few people don't get to the third event. They die at the first or the second event. You know, it's that moment in the ambulance where you're clutching your chest, you go, "God, if you let me live, I'll get in shape, I'll do the right thing, I'll quit smoking, I'll join a gym. Just let me live, God, just let me live." And miraculously, they live. And for a few weeks, they do the right thing, and maybe even a few months. But then they kind of slide back into it, and it's like, "You know, I was only kidding, God. You knew that. I was kind of under pressure when I made those. You know how I love my beer and my barbecue and laying on the sofa day in and day out." And they go right back to that, and then they have a near-death experience again, and they beg for, you know, "Please let me live through this one." It takes three of those events for someone to finally go, "That's it, I'm done. I'm done with this risky behavior. I'm changing it." That's insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
It took one for me. It was just that doctor telling me, "Hey, you know, you got a heart problem. You're probably going to have it for the rest of your life now. It's going to shorten your life." I was like, "Oh, no, this can't be."
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of tying, I kind of lost my train of thought a little bit. But, you know, when you were saying that, reminded me of, a couple different things. One, you know, making sure that you have follow-ups, you know, with whoever you're working with. For that reason, you know, it's very, let's say if somebody just met with me one time, they go gangbusters out of the door, you know, everything's going good. You know, as time goes on, like you were saying, they kind of fall back. "Oh, I was just kind of kidding about that," or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, if they have, "Okay, well, I met with this individual now. I have an appointment set up, you know, just to recheck back in with him, you know, 3 months down the line, 6 months down the line, you know, whatever it may be." And so, like, it's, you know, so kind of that, I find people, if they have something planned out in advance, which they've, you know, invested in, you know, however way, it does help to serve, you know, motivation to keep on going with things until they've fully acclimated to the new behavior. The other important thing is that I do, which I think is very important when you're consulting, counseling individuals, is do whatever you can to make them say what changes need to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than me saying, "Hey, let's make this change, do this, you know, my goal is to get them to verbally state what they need to do, because that way they say it in their own words. They now own those words,
right,
and those words now reflect upon them. And, you know, I think that is very important for long-term change. You know, one question I do have for you, if you don't mind me changing the size on the interviewee.
Yeah, as long as we're going to answer it in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. What would you say were the keys to you adhering long term?
You know what? Ken O'Neill is interviewing me tomorrow for the second hour of Transevolutionary Fitness.
Okay.
I don't have the time to answer that in this show because we're out of time.
Okay.
But I will absolutely answer that question tomorrow. But
it was
a series of things. It really was.
Excellent.
The website is caseperformance.com if you're interested in reaching out to Sean Casey and having him help you. Obviously, you can also take advantage of the, is it FACS? I want to say, I already closed the page, trainer.com, where you can go and get the certification program as well. And I also want to thank Brooks Kubik. His website is brookskubik.com. Check it out. That's it. That's all we've got. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. And thank you for listening today.
One-two punch for muscle growth is...